2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Well, here we go. The official Thanksgiving Eve edition of the 15-minute morning show podcast. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Well, since I'm in my house in Santa Fe, I'm downstairs in the kitchen. I don't have the camera, so I don't know who is on the podcast table.
Well, right now we have me, Skiri, David Brody.
Hello.
Garrett, Danielle. Hello. And Gandhi is sauntering back into the room.
Here she comes.
Well, so I'm learning one of the cool things about working from home is you can do home things while you're working. So I'm downstairs in the kitchen cleaning the sauce off the stove.
Mm.
If you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I've got a load of laundry in there, and I've got a... this stuff is hard to get off. And I've got some dishes in the dishwasher. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so, you know, let's just do a show, and, you know, I'm here if you need me.
Is that the kitchen dishwasher or the bedroom one?
I don't have a dishwasher in my bedroom, Brody. I know someone who does.
You fired him?
Oh, Brode.
What?
Brody, I don't know why you think I live this bougie life.
He's a simple man. He's
right.
A simple man.
Very simple man. I know a guy also, who had an elevator in his house that went from his kitchen to his bedroom. That guy was bougie.
Remember it broke. Yeah. Hey, listen. One thing I do have to do, since no one's at this house a lot, I do have to go around to each bathroom and flush the toilets and run the water.
Why is that?
Well, so maybe someone knows. I think it has to do with the gaskets drying out or something. You got. Okay. Does anyone know?
No, I never didn't know that was a thing. I only have one toilet in one bedroom.
Well, do a Google.
It gets flushed often.
I was told by my superintendent that because I don't use my washer dryer in my apartment, I'm supposed to clean the pipes by running the wash every like 3 weeks or so. Run a cycle.
Yeah.
I really do think it has something to do with, I think there's a related problem.
Don't worry, maybe, you'll get plenty of that in a few minutes.
I think it's the accumulation of gas in the elbow. Like maybe you have to get the gas out.
Gotta be honest, I don't know anything about it. I'll believe anything and everything
Same.
You say, Brody.
Oh, okay, it's also the fragilator has to be lubed.
Now you're full of shit.
So
See, this is my first time to actually work out of the house. Have you guys ever worked out of the house before? I guess you haven't.
No.
You have to be in the studio.
No. Never.
I always wanted to get a studio at home, but I've never installed one.
Which kind of great, because you can run downstairs and get a snack real quick, or right now I'm doing laundry. This is great.
Lovely.
Well, I actually have done commercials at my house.
Oh. Okay,
I actually have a microphone set up. But the problem with that is they then depend on you for it, and they expect it of you next time. So.
Nope.
When I'm home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're like, oh, wait a second, you have a microphone set up, and they start to take advantage of me, recording things while I'm at home.
So when you just said that you do commercials at home, I picture you doing a commercial for everything you take out of the fridge for yourself. Like, oh, I'm going to have some chunky soup. Here's soup that eats like a meal. So good.
Hi, I'm Skiri Jones.
For whatever I just pulled out of the refrigerator.
I'm opening a can of soup for myself now. The first 40
people. I got to tell you. The stove is now sparkly clean.
Yeah. Hey, the first 40 people that call me on my cell phone, get a doorbell camera.
Do you have to feed the Jonas Brothers, Elvis?
Oh, no. See, the Jonas, here's the thing about goldfish, or what are these? Piranha, what are they? Yeah, koi. During the winter, when it's cold outside, you're not supposed to feed them.
Oh.
They're supposed to just sit there kind of...
And chill?
They're just there. They're not really moving.
They fish hibernate?
I guess. See, when I moved into this house, I inherited 7 toilets and 3 koi.
Right.
So I'm learning slowly how to keep them all alive.
Oh.
Why are you laughing?
Because you started this podcast saying, I'm not bougie. Now you're talking about your koi pond.
He's simple. He's a simple man.
That is true.
Luckily, you keep it separated from your shark tank.
Okay, so... there is no shark tank. But now, before we started this podcast, the idea was we were going to do like Nate usually does.
Yeah.
He'll go, oh, it's the holiday weekend. Oh, we're having technical difficulties.
Yes.
Bye. And just leave and not give you 15 minutes.
I commend you for doing this and giving the 15 minutes.
Well, no, we did come up with another idea. We want to go around the table and find out from each and every one of you why you don't think we should be doing a podcast right now.
Oh,
Gandhi probably has the best reason. We'll go to her first. Gandhi, why should you not be doing a podcast?
I got a flight to catch on the busiest travel day of the year.
Yeah.
See, I get it.
It's time for me to go.
All right. What about you? Who's next?
I'll go next. Well, I have a flight to catch on the busiest holiday of the year. But I had so much food from Virgil's barbecue, I need to go to the bathroom. So I don't want to do this podcast.
Yeah.
If you were here at the house, you could borrow a microphone.
I would have a tough time deciding which bathroom to use.
What about you, Scary?
I have an appearance. I got to give away Jingle Ball tickets at Calandra's Mediterranean Grill.
Hit the jingle.
In Caldwell, Fairfield, New Jersey. Yes, Scary. I have to run. I got to run soon.
He just slipped in.
Okay.
He just
what about in. You, Garrett? What are you doing?
I really can't talk about why I got to get home right now. On Monday, I promise I'll tell you why I had to run home, but I have to run home.
Allie's pregnant. Wow.
Oh, also, Garrett's I giving me mysteries. A ride to the airport.
Yes, and I have to give Gandhi a ride to the airport. I'm her
I
Uber.
I love the mystery. Okay, I love that. And who's left?
Danielle.
Oh, Danielle, why do you have to get out early?
My mom is waiting for me at home because we want to go shopping at the mall.
Yes. Okay. I appreciate that.
It's your mom, one of the most important people in your life.
That's right.
Well, I'm trying to come up with... I think my excuse for not doing the whole podcast is I need to strip the beds and put them in the washing machine.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm doing laundry.
I'm afraid if I don't leave soon, I may eat more.
Oh, you will.
That's always the case.
You're going to take some on the way.
With that said, how much of the 15 minutes have we done?
We've done, we've done about six... No, 8 minutes. 8 minutes.
Okay.
Nine,
I think that's
a lot.
That's over half.
That's over half. Yeah.
Right,
I think we're good.
So do we all agree it's okay to go ahead and go have a happy Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I could bring the music back in to make it official.
Yeah, bring the music back in.
It's going to slowly come in.
Bring the beat in.
So just wrap it up. Got 20
there
seconds.
There you go. I have to go fold.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
My glamorous life. Look, happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that we're all in each other's lives. And
yes.
I hope you have a wonderful holiday. I'll see you back here Monday.
Love
Till then,
you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.